Just before we go on to item 13, can I just go back to item 11? And that would be an item being adjourned for the group leaders and the representatives to try and come up with some sort of an agreed, I suppose, wording on the document there in relation to posting in the city. Have we got Pat Councillor Donoghue, Chairperson?
Lord Mayor, would you have agreements? And what I'll do is post it on two more things that there are no change to. I'll just highlight the council what the amendments are. Before I do so, I'd like to thank all the groups of representatives for the amendments that were put forward and for the attitude with which our discussions took place. Lord Mayor, everything from item number 1 to 7 on the draft protocol is unchanged. If we go to item number 8, it now reads, public liability insurance should be provided for €100, which will be provided, for €100, which will be paid to cover £1 a year. Okay. Next sentence then is, local organisations are exempt from the aforementioned €100 payment of public liability insurance required if no more than 40 A3 or smaller paper policies are erected in the local area agreed by the area office of Dublin City Council. Item number 9 and item number 10 are unchanged. Item 11, we're deleting the squares. That's Mary, Prince William and Mountjoy squares. Items number 12, 13, 14, 15 have unchanged. And then item number 16 will be posted notices must carry a name and address of the person who is promoting or arranging the meeting or event. A case can be made for withholding this information by the council based on safety concerns. Okay? And then the final amendment, Lord Mayor, is from Councillor Collins, where at the start of the document will be the Dublin City Council's policy to uphold Article 10 of the European Convention on Human Rights Act 2003. Let's see if Lord Mayor has to go again.
Thank you,
I'm not going to
this again.
No, well, in seconding, I'd like to say something. I think you will agree. Well, I'd like to suggest that, and I think we have agreed, and I do second it formally, that I think it's section 8 where we said public liability should be, or should be public liability shall be. What we've done is we agreed that in a year's time, in 12 months' time, we'll review these five agency outcomes.
Well, in agreeing that, can I just thank particularly the chairperson? I know you've put a huge amount of effort over the last year in this development.
You're all right.